What is up, BBB Army? Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Oh
Welcome back to February.
my God, it is February. Holy cow.
I know. January, I feel like went by pretty slow, though.
I don't know. I get
Maybe.
mixed feelings. Like it goes fast and then it goes slow. And then
Okay.
so.
I can agree with that.
I don't know. That's just me though, as an educator. So
That's valid.
hopefully you guys are enjoying your start of your February and stuff. And we are here with a brand new episode, guys.
A brand new episode, and I love how last episode, Ruth, we're sitting here discussing, like, oh, BBB, please don't drop tour dates like so soon. And they drop tour
They
dates.
drop the tour dates. Oh my God. So yes,
I'm
guys, we are
laughing
going to
so
discuss
hard.
the new announcements of Black Veil Brides' new tour in North America and everything else. And God, how's your bank account right now?
Oh, okay. It's actually not hurting as bad as I thought it would be, but this is probably the most money I have spent on BBB, but it is well worth it.
There you go.
How's your bank account?
It survived. I just got paid, so there's that. So now I'm just recovering and
Yes.
stuff. So I don't know, where should we start with this brand new tour that they just dropped on us this past week? Okay, I
You
mean, let's just
know,
get to it, guys. I mean, obviously, if you guys have been living under a rock, Black Veil Brides announced their new North America 2026 tour, and they are touring with From Ashes to New, TX2, and As December Falls.
out of curiosity, have you heard or listened to any of those bands?
The
No.
only one I've heard from TX2 is that new one that he collaborated with Andy. That is it. I know nothing else of the other bands. That is, I am a deer in the headlights, so I do apologize. I know they're kind of big popular bands right now, but I just never got them on my radar.
Yeah, so I've heard of TX2. I've seen a lot of his videos come up on like the algorithm. While I can't say I've actually sat down and listened to a full song of his beyond the collaboration he did with Black Veil Brides. But as for the other two bands, I haven't heard of them myself, but Hudson told me that they have been around forever, like since we've been in school.
Damn. Okay, so again,
Yeah.
just have not. I really want to say, like, oh yeah, I've heard the name. No, I haven't heard the name.
Like From Ashes to New sounds familiar. I've heard that name, just never listened to them.
Again, deer in the headlights with both all of the opening acts, because there's three, and then obviously Black Veil Brides.
And then there's no name for the door.
Yeah, there is no name on the tour, so I'm just like, okay. I mean, like, I've seen some people say, like, it's the GOAT tour because one image promo has the GOAT.
Yes. Dude,
Yeah.
I love that. The GOAT tour.
The GOAT. No. The greatest of all time tour. Ha!
The greatest of all time tour.
The
Okay, but
GOAT
hold up.
tour, guys. This is the new tour that BBB is on. The GOAT tour. Greatest of all time. We're totally switching this for TikTok.
Do you think that they're gonna release a name later, or do you think that this is it?
I mean, they didn't really release one, and here we go, inserting the clip for BBB DDVV tours.
BVBVVDDT.
So they didn't really. We didn't
So that's what this is. That's what this is. This will just be the BBB North American tour.
I'm just going to call it the GOAT Tour. I'm in love
I
with it
like
already.
that. I love
Greatest of
that, the
all
GOAT
time
tour.
GOAT Tour from Black Veil Brides.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're part of the Outkast channel on Instagram and stuff, or I think even Facebook too, you got a heads up of when tour dates were going to be announced, and also VIP and stuff, which I really want to talk about, because out of all the Black Veil Brides tours and concerts I have been to, I have never experienced one getting a ticket with VIP.
Wait, you've never experienced that?
No, all the tours and concerts I've been to, I've always had to buy the general admission ticket and then plus VIP.
Okay.
I missed
Let
the
me.
Resurrection tour, okay? I missed this one, the Church of the
I
Wild ones,
know.
okay? So hush.
And that was the last tour that they did it on. I just have to say, I was over the freaking moon when I saw that the ticket was included with the VIP
Yes.
package.
Honestly, that just
So
made it a deal for
amazing.
me to purchase it right then and there, just because, like, legitimately, I had a sticky note. I was at work and stuff, and like doing all the calculating. Okay, $50 for a ticket, $150 for that. Okay, I gotta look at flights. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Then there's a Christian mingle thing and stuff. I'm like, ah! And then I saw ticket included with early purchase of VIP. I'm like, Sold.
Yeah, you're just like, what? It's the most amazing feeling. I was so happy that they did that. And I'm excited that they're bringing back the laminated
I
lanyards.
have them all here. The last one I had was a Trinity of Terror Leg 2 in Cincinnati,
Yeah.
Ohio.
I know. I was, man, I can only imagine what the Bleeders one would have been like. That would have been so dope.
Ooh, dude. I mean, the Bleeders, we got this little small poster. I mean, I know. Well, let's talk about it. So they're going, obviously, they're starting in California. Yes, we got tickets. Sadly, this time around, we will not be reuniting this time for the concerts, sadly, just because of other stuff going on in our lives. But I'm the third stop. I will be going to Seattle, Washington, which I'm super excited. They're going back to the venue where I first saw them in Seattle for the Resurrection Tour. That was my very first VIP experience. So I'm familiar with the venue and how to get there now and stuff. So I'm super excited. I'm going solo, guys. I don't know how I feel about that, just because, again, life is life. Things come up with my other friends and everything else. So I'm going by myself. So if anyone's going to Seattle, hey, do you want to chill in line and stuff? I would totally Uber Eats or something, DoorDash pizza or boba. That's my word. If anyone wants to chill.
You are a brave soul, man. I mean, I would go by myself if I had to. I've never had to, though, and I can't imagine how terrifying that is.
It's a hit or miss. Like, I've been to tours, concerts, obviously by myself when it came to Black Veil Brides, because I swear to God, not, none of, like, I love my friends here, but this is not their genre of music, not their area and stuff. So I'm not gonna force anyone,
Oh, yeah.
minus yeah. So I'm just not gonna force anyone, but you get to get there on your own time. The cons are you got to stay in place for your own line. Bathroom's really hard. Food is really hard and stuff. So it's going to be interesting. So, again, anyone going to Seattle, I am totally down to hang out with you guys. So.
I was about to say that must be one of the hardest parts is when you're by yourself. Like, you don't ha time must pass by so slow because you don't have that other person to kind of like communicate with to pass the
I
time.
mean, I think this is going to be my second time going with VIP, actually at the same venue in Seattle for the Resurrection Tour, because I've been by myself without VIP and it sucked. Because you're just in line and line waiting and waiting and waiting. But you know what? I'm totally down to go and stuff to see them. And obviously, I got VIP and stuff. I know I'm hoping soon Christian and Jake and everything, and Jinx and Lonnie, mostly CeCe, will post out their own meet and greets and stuff, the Christian mingles, because I kind of have to.
Yes, valid reasons. I just hope that you are able to meet up with like a bunch of fans, whether you know them or not, and that it just helps to pass the time. You have a Okay, so I'm the fifth stop of the tour, which I'm really excited because I love being an early bird at the beginning of the week, because
Agreed.
I hate to say it, but let's just be real, people. Like, touring nonstop, the guys get sick, and it is, I'm sure it gets rougher the longer they're on tour. I do want to point out real quick too, for anyone that did buy the early bird VIP package, I don't know if you saw it, Ruth. You actually saved
Yeah,
$50.
I did see it.
Did
That's
you
why the
see
only
that?
reason why I got
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, I didn't even see that when I first
I
clicked
know.
on it.
I saw
The
that, and
ticket is included.
I don't know
Purchase
for
it.
anyone else who purchased the early bird special package with VIP and stuff, but go back in case you accidentally purchased the protection ticket thing, because I accidentally did. I'm like, I don't want that. Let me get a refund. So, so,
Yeah,
but.
did they ever message you back
Yeah,
about
so
moving?
hopefully,
Oh,
yeah, the
perfect.
refund is coming. So, but yeah, no, VIP includes what does include? Okay, obviously, we get to meet Black Veil Brides, photo option, opportunity with them and stuff, a signed poster, a laminated lanyard, early access, and early merch, access to merch. Pretty typical.
Yeah, I can't lie. I was low key hoping because they included the ticket with the VIP package, since it brought me back to the Wretched and Divine tour. I was like, maybe you also get the album when you get there,
They
but
don't.
yeah.
Okay, I doubt. I know. I'm sure the album is ready, but they're just waiting for the perfect time for it to get released. We don't even know the name of the new album or this new era they're going
Yeah.
in, even though I want to know.
Well, I feel like since we are in February now, that we just have literally a month left before they start touring, I feel like pre-orders for the album have to start dropping soon because normally when a band releases a new album and they go on tour, that album is usually released the first week of tour.
I honestly just want to know the name of the albums. That's
Yeah,
it.
I want to see the cover art
And
too.
obviously the cover art by Richard Villa. Of course, we need to.
Yeah.
I'm just super excited just to see, like, okay, so obviously The last headlining tour they did was Bleeders, so they had like the props for like the Sweeney Todd and the meat shop and stuff. So my curiosity is, whatever this new era that they're in of revenge and dark and heavy, what are they planning to do? Are they planning to do more light show, visual effects, props and stuff like they did with Bleeders and stuff? So my curiosity is to that, because obviously they always change it sometimes. Like obviously for the Trinity Terror Tour, they had the visuals behind them with the animations and stuff, which was really cool and stuff. And then with the, here we go again, the BBB VVDD tour.
BVB VVDDT.
It was mostly visual with lights and stuff and everything, which was pretty cool. So I'm just curious now, like, what are they gonna do?
I'm in the same boat as you. I feel like when we do get the album released, so when we get to see the album name and the cover art, I feel like that's going to give us a pretty good indicator of like what kind of theme they are going for. I mean, obviously based on the music videos alone, I feel like we kind of already know the theme, but we could obviously be wrong.
We could be
But
wrong. I
what
mean,
if they have crazy like props like that? Like I feel like they might do what they did for the Trinity of Terror tour, where the back the screen background is
yeah.
going to be all like different kind of video footage maybe.
Because did they not do that for the Warped Tour when they were performing Hallelujah? I want to say yes, they did.
I think they did. Oh
Yeah,
my gosh,
obviously
I've
they
only
have
seen
been
it a
doing
million times, but I'm paying attention to the guys.
that. I know, I'm just also curious. I'm mostly curious, but obviously, we always talk about what the set list could possibly be and stuff. Obviously, we know that Hallelujah and Certainty is definitely going to be on the set list just because this is their new hit singles and stuff. I'm curious of how they're going to open the show, because like last time they did the, I forgot the name of it, but it's like on the organ and stuff by I forgot the name of it. Someone.
Oh, you mean when they did that, when they did like the Sweeney Todd opening for their
Yeah.
Bleeders tour? I see. I know. Okay, yeah. I
I
know what
don't
you're
remember the
talking
name of it,
about.
but obviously it's a
Yeah.
very famous composer, piece of music and stuff, but done by like, I want to say either Mozart or Bach. I could completely be butchering
Oh
it,
yeah, so
so.
you're wanting to know like what their interlude is gonna
Their
be before.
interlude's gonna be, and obviously what their opening song is. I know that Andy has been doing a lot of interviews with a lot of like rock sound, lounge sound, and also other industries right now and social medias. And like, I think one of them asked him if you can play only seven songs, which one it would be and stuff. And he always mentioned like, oh yeah, we have to keep the classics obviously for our fans, Knives and Pens and stuff. So I'm just like, okay, this is a new heavy album. My curiosity: are they gonna go back to every single album? Should it be a fun idea, guys? And do your heaviest song from each album. Just saying, Stolen Omens.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I would love to have them play Stolen Omen. They have so many. I feel like on every, you go back through their past albums, there is at least one heavy song on each album. I mean, obviously, especially number four, their self-titled. They had quite a
Yes.
few, but Stolen Omen being the heaviest.
Yeah, so I'm just curious if they're going to go in that direction. Obviously, I know they're going to keep the classics in and stuff. Obviously, they're two new ones. I don't know. I want to hear new stuff. I want to hear old stuff that you guys rarely play, so.
Well, that's why I'm curious if they're how many new songs they're going to play from their new album. Because I know it's a clear indicator, as you stated, that we're going to get Hallelujah and Certainty, but will there be extra songs that they sing and then they'll throw in some of their old ones? Are we just going to maybe get mostly new ones and then just a few old ones?
Hard to tell. I mean, obviously, it's like Andy knows. Maybe the guys don't even know right now, because
I know. Or maybe they don't. Like maybe I was
because
about to say the I'm gonna bring it back up here. I accidentally exited
April
out, but
25th, April 25th, that's when they officially start. I don't
oh, they start in April? Dude, why was I thinking they started in March?
know. Why were you thinking that? I'm like, but the third stop for me is the
I think,
28th.
bruh, I was thinking January, February, March, May. I forgot April
Did you forget
existed.
April
Yes. Yes,
existed?
I did, which is terrible because that has CeCe's and John Cena's birthdays. So, bruh, how could I forget that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Ugh,
My brain is
okay.
still waking up. But yes, they start in April, and then obviously they go through North America, and they end in, oh God, where they end.
They're ending in Worcester, May 30th, Worcester, Massachusetts? Is it
I
Massachusetts?
think MA is Massachusetts.
I was gonna ask you though, because looking at the list of places they're going, do you think that they're hitting about almost every 50 states, or does it look like we are missing some?
It's really hard to tell. Like, obviously, I feel like they are missing some states. That's just me and stuff, because I know some fans, obviously, no matter what artist and
Oh yeah,
what
we're definitely missing a
band
lot.
tour announces dates, like, why aren't you coming here? Why aren't you coming here and stuff? So, which I feel like I know one fan who lives in Idaho. She's unable to go because the closest one is Seattle for her. So, and that's quite a bit of money from Idaho, depending on where she is and stuff. And then, like, I know obviously they're hitting the main places, which I'm grateful for. I mean, I feel like you just get lucky all
Yeah.
the time because you just live in Denver in the area.
Hey, though, what about the VVDD DDVVBV? Hold up, DDVVBVB
VVBVVDDT.
tour. They didn't come to Denver at all.
That is
Like,
true.
Colorado was just forgotten about, and that's why I was so flabbergasted because I read something that said that Denver was like the num was the third city was the third biggest city for music. That's why I was like like they missed
Could be like none of the venues
Colorado.
were available. I don't know,
And
too.
it's possible. It's
I
possible.
mean, like, obviously, I know some fans have mixed feelings about it. I know I swear to God, every single tour that drops that Blackfoot Brides, we have mixed feelings in the army, mixed feelings of people like, oh, why aren't they stopping here? Why are they stopping here? Complains about the prices and complains about the opening acts.
Yeah, I was about to say that's kind of something I would love to get into and talk with you about when it comes to this tour, because I just want to say when it comes to the prices, especially of Black Veil Brides tickets, because I was seeing so many people that were complaining about the prices and everything, which it is kind of funny because VIP, as we mentioned, the tickets included, you're saving $50, so technically you're only paying for VIP, you're not paying for like a
Yeah.
ticket and VIP, so you're already saving money there. But for one, the economy is shit. So that's why prices are going to be high. But then Black Veil Brides is also bigger than ever. So their ticket prices are going to raise. But you know, it's funny. They're bigger than ever, but their ticket prices are still incredible. They're incredibly affordable, which is the insane part. You look at other artists, they charge over $200, $300 for VIP. Some artists charge over $100 for just a
How much
standard
did you
ticket.
pay for
VIPs.
Ghost? How much did you pay for Ghost?
Well, in total, just for one ticket for Ghost was over $100. It was like 120. And then BVB's standard ticket is 50.
Yeah, Gaga for me was over $100, and that was a general admission ticket. I could not afford VIP. Are you kidding
You know, could
me?
I? And I also want to point out, I'll have to, we'll have to like put this on the screen. But I just want to share with you too. Like, some people be absolutely wild when they complain about ticket prices for BBB
Oh,
because,
are you just gonna? Okay,
yeah, I'm just saying, y'all, if you are interested in to see BTS, a K-pop band, you can pay $29,552 for one ticket. Be thankful Black Veil Brides is not charging that amount.
Do you remember when tickets for Blackfoot Brides were only like $5, $10?
Oh my God, I remember spending $15 to go to the AP tour.
I
Amazing.
spent $10 on the Pins and Needles tour to go see Black Veil Brides.
Beautiful. Those are good
Plus, I paid an
times.
extra $10 for a poster, so that was like in total $20.
Right, yeah. And of course the merch was cheaper back then too, you know, because but that's the thing. The economy was different. They weren't
Yep.
that crazy big, so their prices are gonna be fair. But I think their prices are still incredibly fair to this day. I can't lie. I feel like Black Veil Brides should almost be charging way more than what they
You're
are.
gonna jinx it for next tour, and then I'm gonna strangle you.
I'll strangle myself. I'll do it. I'll beat you to the punch.
Which is true. I mean, obviously, we mentioned this last episode with Certainty coming out. Obviously, it's giving a lot of buzz in the industry and social media, which, you
Yeah.
know, I'm not gonna go on my soapbox again, but whatever. But at the same time, you're correctly right. I feel like if BVB's going this direction with their new album and they decide to tour again, they could charge up to more for general admission and tickets and more for VIP. And I know the guys like Jinx, Jakes, and Lonnie and CC do their own meet and greet, and I think they could do more. They could up their prices for that too. So, CC, I love you, but my bank account, please.
I just want to point out, though, because you do bring up a very valid point, Ruth, when you look at the standard ticket and VIP, and then you look at the meet and greet, like the CC package, the Jake package, the Jinx package, no one complains about those prices. And those are way more expensive than the VIP in general.
It's, I think, yes, it is more than the VIP.
It's 100% way more. Like, I know you get like way more personal time and you're not rushed, and I know you get like the vest and everything. I know there's more added to it that makes it feel like it's worth it, but I feel like when you go in with the mindset of just getting standard the regular VIP, go to meet them all, I think you have to go in with a positive like outlook on it instead of going in with a negative attitude of I only got like 10 seconds, you know.
I
I think
mean,
it's one of
like,
those you really got to make it count.
true, and also like it depending on the state, because like when I went to see Bleeders with you, I've never seen that many BBP fans, and like they even said before VIP started, like, this, we have to go through this fast, there's a lot of you, and I'm like, yeah, there is a lot of them. And so compared to like someone who goes to like the Pacific Northwest here, like in Seattle and Spokane, like, don't get me wrong, we, there is line, but I feel like Denver has so many other fans than Blackpool Pride, so I'm just like,
Well, to be fair, they also were cramming us into one
oh my
section that they
God,
couldn't
I
fit
don't
in. That
want,
was
ugh.
terrible. Like the venue that they're going to for this tour, they're going to be at the Fillmore. I can't lie, I hate that venue so freaking much. It's a beautiful venue. It's got chandeliers. It's awesome. But it is just, there's, I'm going to have to sit for this one. That's all I can say. If I
You mentioned
stand,
that.
I'm going to die.
I'm unsure if I, you know, like 20 or so, 16 year olds, like, you're 30, what the fuck are you talking about? Of course you need to be up and barricade. Like, don't get me wrong, I would love to be up and barricade, but you know, adulting and getting old is a thing, guys.
You know, it's one of those things when you're younger, you can sit through opening acts. Well, I mean, and you know, the thing is, when if you're exactly at barricade and you're able to lean, it can
Yeah.
be nice. But the older you get, you're just like, oh my God, the
You
leaning
want to
isn't helping
sit.
anymore.
Yeah,
I just want to sit and enjoy the show.
I have to double check the venue because I've only been there once. Last time I remember, there was like a kind of bar section off to the side. It's not the closest to the stage, but you know, it's seating. So we'll see what happens. Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that, yes, I want to go see them in VIP and stuff, say hello to them and stuff, see what merch they have. I mean, I'm excited to see the merch and stuff, or any new merch that's coming out for tour. And then obviously fun area where I don't get squished, but still enjoy my time.
Exactly. That's what I want to do. I'm glad you brought up the merch because I want to know, are they going to have like the limited edition merch that they put on that's no longer available in there with a long new merch
No.
or
I just want to get a really, like, traditionally, when it comes to any Blackfoot Bride star, I typically try my best if to get like a shirt or a long sleeve shirt with the tour dates on, just because it's like, it's a cool, it's a tour date show. So I'm curious of what they're gonna have this time around. Obviously, I want to get something with their new logo. I mean, I already have a sweater with their new logo from Hallelujah, but I'm just like, I want more, guys. I want more. Even though I'm running space on this wall, guys. Like, I just started.
I know, that's where I'm like, I'm gonna start putting my posters on the ceiling.
Dude, I
I'm gonna
should.
have
I
to.
actually have room for now that, like,
You like, it's smart.
I have my whole posters here still. I only got a couple up.
I had to take some down, but now I'm just thinking, yeah, the ceiling is a new poster type thing. I'm thinking
No,
that.
I'm super excited. Obviously, I'm curious to see leading up to April if they're going to drop a new song and stuff, give us a reveal of the album name and stuff, or anything else and stuff. I mean, honestly, who knows what Blackfoot Brides has in store as of right now? I mean, obviously, they have the tour dates announced and stuff. So who knows?
Yeah, we're what was I gonna say? So they have 2 months then to at least get like pre-orders available for the new album, or 2 months to at least release the album cover, the album name, all of that good stuff. I can't believe I thought it was next month that they toured.
Oh God, no.
I'm just like ready for
I haven't
it.
even purchased my plane ticket yet, which I need to, so.
Oh yeah, I'm good of time at least. So yours is in April then. Yeah, you go in April.
I go in April on the 28th and stuff, so I'm the third stop, which I'm super forward. Like, I obviously I love early shows just because there's less of a risk of the guys getting sick from past experience, so we'll see what happens.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be absolutely wonderful just to see them touring again because their last headlining show was like 2 years
I
ago.
know, because the
Was
last
it 2 years
time,
ago?
well, it was Bleeders, because then they toured it following Reverse as an opening act, so. And
Yeah, it
then
would
they
have been
did the whole thing in
2024.
UK as Devil's Night.
Yeah. So it's one of those they've been active in doing stuff just a little bit of everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know, now this means we got to start planning our outfits. I'm
I mean,
kind of already getting an
I
idea of what I want to
semi-planned
do.
it in my head. I want to buy stuff, but due to money and stuff, I have to go into my closet and look what to see what I have.
Hear me out. What if this tour, what if Black Veil Brides does like a whole freaking like goat sacrifice on stage with one of theirs? Fake, obviously. Fake.
I don't
Fake.
know. Didn't
Not
My Chemical
real.
Romance recently just put a clip of like them stabbing someone on the hospital bed? I swear to God, that was a thing I just saw.
I have not seen it, so
I
I
have. I think it,
personally
yeah, like they
don't
were just stabbing someone in a hospital bed. I'm like, so maybe
know.
visualize it. I don't want to actually see like someone dress up as a goat or anything.
I imagine like Baphomet stuff like everywhere, or at least
Ooh.
like fake goat heads, maybe,
Maybe. I mean,
especially on nightstand.
true. And I know the new logo is going to be there. I want to know what they're going to be wearing as for their, I guess, outfits of tour and stuff. And obviously, like, is CeCe going to get a drum solo? Are we going to get a Jinx solo? What's going to happen?
Let's get both. Let's have all of it.
All of the above. I know,
I
I know.
know. BVB. All I want to hear on this tour is Shadows Rise so badly. If not, it's totally chill because I'm glad to hear the new songs from the album, but I want to hear Shadows Rise.
I personally have no song requests besides obviously their new singles, Hallelujah Uncertainty. That is it, and that's pretty much a guarantee. So
Yeah, that's so an obvious
if they
guarantee.
don't, I'm gonna cause a riot in the mosh pit. I'm like, how dare you guys? You tease us with these freaking music videos and you don't even play them?
That would actually be the greatest joke, like greatest trickery in history that an artist could do. Released, like, because most artists that release singles, those are what they play on tour. So for them to release it, then never sing it, I can't lie, I think I would laugh so hard. Just because I'd be so shocked. I'd be like, wow, they did that.
Time will tell, guys. So please let us know your thoughts on the new tour. And what show are you guys going in? Obviously, Nicole is going to Denver. I'm going to Seattle. If you see us, say hi. I will be by myself, so please say hi.
I will have my mommy and Hudson with me. Maybe my little brother. I don't know yet.
Aww. Right, BVB Army. Today, fan shout out goes to an amazing artist. It looks like from Arizona, a charcoal artist. Dude, charcoal is so hard to work with. Trust me, I've done it, and it is messy. It is hard. Once you make a mistake, work with the mistakes. That's all I have to say. But actually, Nicole was the one who posted this on her story, and I followed it and stuff. But Alexandria Kenny is her name and stuff, and she recently just made a post of her, a time lapse video of her drawing Andy from Certainty, the one scene where his eyes are glowing.
It's an insane drawing
It's
too.
beautiful. It looks like she does have an Etsy shop, so we'll definitely link that there. She possibly has prints of these. I'm checking right now because now I'm interested.
Cool.
Cool. Oh my gosh, she does have prints.
Did she have prints of the new one that she just did?
I don't see any. I do see prints of, she only has six right now, of Ronnie Radke right now. So,
Okay, fair, valid. Ooh, I
but
can't.
yeah,
Oh,
she, if you look on
nice.
her Instagram account, she does a lot of these drawings. She's done some of obviously Andy and stuff, Ozzy Osbourne, Sleep Token. We have
Damn.
some Fallen in Reverse.
So, in other
Hello.
words, they're talented as f.
Hannah Berlecter.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
So again, fan shout out goes to you. Thank you for creating your beautiful artwork and sharing it with us because you are super talented. And I'm just like, please teach me how to do this and stuff. And she does commissions, so if you're ever interested, go DM her. She does commissions and stuff. And yeah, I mean, look at this one of Andy. What angel wings?
I need that. I need that framed. Oh my God. Is that a print? Is that available?
I did not see it available, but I'm sure we can make something. So, fan shout out goes to you. Thank you so much for sharing your artwork. We absolutely love it and stuff. So, thank you.
Yes, I'm so happy I came across your work. It just popped up on my algorithm. I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, BVB Army, it is so great to finally be back. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode. You can give us a follow anywhere on all streaming platforms. We are available anywhere there's a podcast. You can also give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter/X, and TikTok. We are on there, and we will see you next week, BVB Army.
Next week, and if you haven't purchased a ticket to Black Veil Brides' show, do it now! Link in description!